Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013, Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th, come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place $700, second place $300, and for the 7-0 class, first place $700, second place $300. Here's the grudge match. The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu. DJ Grant, number one stoner, versus Timo the Bad Boy. Three Lil Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood.
King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro.
Bit Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare. Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang.
And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova.
Who's gonna get the whooping? It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Tire Scamblers race, with the racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, the Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5-Speed. Gonna be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's gonna get the whipping? It's gonna be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to GrudgeInc.us.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host, please press the 1 button, and I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host is LaTony.
This is your Michigan Governor and Grudging host, Little Tummy, connecting Michigan grudge racers with the rest of the United States and larger grudge world. Grudge Inc. is the fastest-growing grudge talk radio show in the nation, often imitated but never duplicated.
LaTony, how are you?
I'm good, Lady A. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How's your weekend been so far?
As always, cold. You know, that Michigan weather. We're not as fortunate as you Southerners.
No, you're not, because we wore T-shirts this weekend. Very nice.
You got to rub it in.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, Lady A, we you got any mics open? Is my wingman there?
You know he is. How are you, Meatball?
How you doing, Lady A? Lady A, it's snowing up here, and I just heard that you talking about you had a T-shirt on. I went to the Salvation Army, and I got me a sheepskin. That's how cold it is up here. Right now,
you went to the Salvation Army. Got you a nanny goat.
No, you got the nanny goat. I got the sheepskin on.
Well, Tony, talk
to me, man. What's going on?
Man, you know, Ball, given that we in, you know, the Midwest, like I say, ain't nothing going on right now. We ain't racing nothing up here but snowmobiles right now. So we don't have a lot to report. Let me rephrase that. We don't have anything to report on racing. You know, a lot of people in the lab, though. Woo, man, it's a lot of people in the lab, you know, getting ready for war and whatnot and so forth. You know, so these past couple weeks, we've just been kind of having meet and greet sessions. Like I say, we got Never Scared, we got Sub-Zero, we got Fade to Black, we got Set on Kill. You know, we got all these race teams and individuals that a lot of people know them by name, but don't know them by face, or really don't know a lot about them. So, you know, as you know, these past few weeks, we've been kind of doing meet and greet. You know, we got to meet the Never Scared crew. We got to meet Chemo and Sub-Zero. So, you know, tonight we're going to let America meet the infamous Ride or Die. It's the Ride or Die show tonight. And given that you are one of the lead spokespersons for Ride or Die, I'm going to just ask you a few questions so everybody can get familiar with exactly who, what, when, where, and how Ride or Die, you know, was born and, you know, who's all members of Ride or Die. You know, you got some people out here that's false flagging, and, you know, we want to know the real ins and outs of Ride or Die. So, you know, whenever you're ready, we can go ahead on and, you know, let it ride.
Well, first of all, you know, we do have some members that was a racing team that is deceased right now, which is, you know, rest in peace Milkman, rest in peace Freak, rest in peace James. I remember that's no longer with us, but is with us in spirit. So,
they ride or die to the end, no matter what. I like that.
No matter what. But we can go ahead
and
on.
You say them individuals' names is what now?
Milkman.
Milkman.
That was his name. We called him Milkman.
Okay. Freak. I never heard that name.
Yeah, Freak. And James.
Yeah. Oh yeah, okay. Only name I knew out of that was Freak. I didn't know Milkman and James.
Oh, okay. Well, that's before you came around.
Right. Okay. So now when was Ride or Die born?
Ride or Die came about. I forget what year it was born. It was like in the '90s. The name originally came from one of our rivalries out there, and he said something similar to that, and we kind of took it and we rolled with it. The guy who rolled with it was my man, Fast Joe. You know, we rolled with it, and it just stuck with us ever since. We when we first came out with the name, you know, people did make fun of us. You hear all kinds of things, Ride or High, all that. So we stuck with it, and now you see, then everybody got a racing team out. You know what I mean, with their name.
Right. Okay. So who are the current
members of Ride or Die, and what all cars does Ride or Die have in its arsenal?
Well, we got a couple, you know, like you have, we got, you know, Skip with the Black Capri.
Batman?
Yeah, Batman. We got Faz Joe with the Green Machine. We got your favorite, Johnny Williams with the Riddler.
That's what Johnny called his car, the Riddler?
That's the Riddler.
Okay.
I think he will become looking for you soon, Tony.
Boy, you just got me sexually aroused when you said that. I hope he do come looking for me.
We got
a little looking for him.
We got Elwood. He got a couple of projects coming out. We got my little brother Brandon with the color that's looking for you also.
Okay.
We got a couple more, Cecil.
I got an albino and a baby looking for me. Okay, that's interesting.
You know, Cecil, Doozy, we got a new little member, you know, with a trailblazer that's looking to engage all those, how they say it, them air conditioning cars. And
You say y'all got a new member with a trailblazer?
Yeah, with a trailblazer, a little trailblazer.
Is that right?
And
you say he looking to engage with any and all air-conditioned vehicles?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Not no good at our stuff, you know, just something that's almost to his weight class. We ain't going to say, ain't nothing going to get to his weight class, though, but, you know, if it's fair and it's right, we're going to go for it.
Drivable vehicles, a vehicle you can get in and go anywhere,
that's right, and we will have it at your event.
Okay, June 15th, it will be there.
It will be there.
At Martin, Michigan.
At Martin.
For the showdown in Motown.
And he's going to drive it there.
Oh, what? If you don't mind me asking, I don't know if it's top secret or not, what kind of power additive he got on that car, that truck?
I'll send you an email as the show go on.
Okay. All right. So that's the gist of the infamous Ride or Die. You know, Ride or Die, you know, y'all did quite a bit of damage, you know, back in the day when you were younger and was out there street racing, you know, before you knew any better. But y'all did real good out there on them streets. Y'all was a force to be reckoned with. Skips. In fact, even last season, you know, Skip was putting that work in.
Can you hear me on the phone?
Huh?
Yeah, my phone had dropped. I just got back in. I didn't catch none of that because my phone had dropped.
I said, back in the day, when y'all used to be out there, you know, street racing and whatnot, you know, y'all was a real force to be reckoned with. You know, a lot of people took Ride or Die for granted, but, you know, y'all stayed the course, and y'all end up, you know, doing pretty good. I mean, even last summer, man, Skip was putting that work in, that, you know, on the track and off. You know, with the Incredible Hulk, y'all resurrected that, and you know, continued to solve.
Yeah, 2011, we won a small block shootout with
debuted the car and won a shootout. I mean, it doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, with Junkyard, you know. Getting it done with the help of Johnny Quick helped us out a lot. Helped us out a whole lot.
Right.
Skip came back out, did it on at the track and the streets, which Grudge Inc. do not promote street racing, but yet he came out, picked up what he left off from. And I will say our biggest rivalry was out there back in the day. I have to say West Side Racing was our biggest rivalry out there.
Yeah.
So you familiar with West Side Racing?
With West Side Racing?
That was their name at that time.
West Side Racing. No, I'm not familiar with West Side Racing. Who was West Side?
Wait.
You talking about
all the
street kid?
I can run all the members down of that clan.
Who's part of West Side Racing?
That was one of our biggest, like, people we down there raced every night. You know, you had Street King, you know, Aaron, his man Mike, you had Antoine, you had Kimo with him. You had Nappy. You had Marcus, Antoine, you had a lot of people that was with him. That we, you know, we battle against them guys every night. We battle against Big Wayne, the Butts Motorsports. We battle with them on the streets. We just start off as, you know, like everybody did. Start off street racing and took it to the track. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Lady A, you there with us?
I'm here.
Lady A, do you see area code 706-1688?
I do.
Could you open that mic up, please?
Hey, Lady A, thank you for that. I've been waiting long enough. Little Tony Meatball, this dog, man, you don't know my number? Good grief, man. Hey, but look here, man. You know I can't hold water, goddammit. Little Tony, y'all telling a lie, man, about the cold and the damn snow and everything up there. Them goddamn boys from Bad Company down here today with that Mustang, man. They down here today with that Mustang, man. They said they want your rectum. That's ass for your black folks.
Yeah.
And look here, they made a video. They talk shit. I'm going to tell you what. They talk shit about John Quick. They talk shit about somebody by the name of the Regulators. They talk shit about somebody by the name of Black Stain. But they said,
uh-oh,
my French now, I got to tell you the way they said it. They said, fuck Lil Tony and Kimo. They really coming down here to fuck Tony Vines up with Sam up. But they said if Lil Tony and Kimo get in their way, because y'all bitches ain't doing nothing but talking shit, said John Quick ain't raced since 85, and the Regulators ain't going to bust a grape. Now, that's the Bad Company boys. Y'all know I ain't know nothing about them, so they know they just told me. They just got through, left the track a few minutes ago, and they shot a video, so they might put it up, and y'all might hear me talking shit about y'all. But them motherfuckers down here today, and that goddamn Mustang they got, that motherfucker was flying.
Is that right?
What? I had to tell y'all that right quick. I didn't want to interrupt the show or nothing, but I, goddamn, boy, that motherfucker looked good.
They wasn't scared to say that about Johnny Quick, Kimo, or Lil Tony, or Black Stain.
They specifically said John Quick ain't raised since 85.
Meatball, they 10,000 miles away from home, so naturally they gonna talk tough.
Okay.
The man was right here in our face not 2 days ago, and he was one of the nicest guys you ever wanted to meet.
So you know Brian, then, right? The one that drives named Brian, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, Brian, Bad Company boys, they was all down here today, and I hate to tell you, I don't want you to get mad. They all had on T-shirts and short pants.
Yeah.
I heard Lady A said she had a T-shirt on, and y'all worried about it. We was down here with T-shirts and whatever, but I'm going to be honest with you now. They had the wheelie bar still on it. They said they just testing it because they just wanted to test. But, God damn, somebody got a problem.
Yeah. Okay, well.
I just wanted to inform y'all that any question you got to know, just go ahead and ask me, and I'll go back on mute. But I figured y'all wanted to know that shit.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a whole lot of people looking for problems. That woolly dog.
Hey, man, you know I can't hold that, man. I'm just like an old truck with a busted radiator. I run hot, man. I can't hold you.
Hey, dog, we sure appreciate that bit of information, man. We sure appreciate that.
All I'm going to tell you, they might say I'm stopping races and all that, but that's my job, inform everybody what's going on at the track. Them motherfuckers had that goddamn black Mustang down here. They cracked that sumbitch up. I thought they had a fucking Pro-Mart in that motherfucker's trailer when they first crunk it up. They bagged that sumbitch out of here. Good goobly goo. Y'all got a problem. Now, don't get me wrong now. They wasn't talking about y'all bad at first. They said at first, they, you know, they locked up with 7 up. Tony's going to probably pay the punk out money because, oh, I forgot, if y'all didn't know, Big Lo fucked up Tony down there today, down there with Moneymaker today.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they racing down in Florida, they down in County Line, down in Miami, and Big Lo fucked up Tony Bine. Big Lo was on
28. Yeah.
Yeah, sir. I know they're going to get mad at me, y'all. See, I can't grudge ink jump on me on one side if I don't do right, and other people jump on me if I don't. But guess what? We all coexisting together now, and whoever get mad about me reporting can kiss the inside of my booty. Grudge ink for almost all my life, y'all.
You said almost as old. That's right. That's right.
So I just got to tell it, man. I got to tell it like it is. So I'm going back on mute if y'all got any more questions for me. Because y'all need to spice that thing up a little bit. Y'all sound like y'all was in the Catholic Church there for a minute there.
Well, we're just getting to know the infamous Ride or Die.
Well, shit, they said, I hate to say it then. I don't know Ride or Die. I just heard of them. But they said, if they're from Detroit.
Yep, yeah.
They specifically said, ain't no bitch from Detroit doing shit. But the Bad Company boys, whoever the Bad Company, if they're the Bad Company boys, they said, ain't no other damn race team in Chicago, in Detroit.
Man, I can't believe that man down there.
And he specifically said that monkey suit, or something he was saying about the monkey suit in that bicycle by Chemo. I'm going to say it again, little Tony, and you got to admit, now, that might be your boy. But that shit being you put on there with that monkey suit and that bicycle, that was a funny shit, man. That was a funny shit.
Man.
I'm going back on mute. I'm going back on mute now, y'all. I'll be listening for a few.
All right. Appreciate you, dog.
Man.
Okay. So Bad Company is out doing a little testing. Bad Company act like he's serious this year. But you know what? What I don't appreciate is, you know, you heard the saying, "We're going in your house, stay in your house." Now, you know, I don't appreciate that man going down there airing out laundry, talking bad about home. When, you know, I thought, when we get on the road, you know, it's all as one. And, you know, that man went down there and everybody he called out was from home. I mean, we just found out
that Benedict Hey, Tony, he took a video or two now. Y'all are part of see the video. They was trying to tempt me to say something bad about my, Black Stain, somebody named Black Stain or something too.
Yeah. All them native Detroiters.
I know. He said y'all wasn't worth a shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, he named a couple more, but I forgot who they was, though. So, in other words, he's trying to say, God damn it, he the baddest motherfucker in Detroit.
I mean, well, he got to do something first, dog. The man ain't never done nothing.
Hey, no. You know what? You got a point there.
Yeah. Before you can be the baddest, you got to be done something. The man ain't never won a race in his life. So,
God damn.
You know.
Damn.
I mean, and quiet as kept, we've yet to see him make two consecutive passes and keep his motor together. So, you know,
who's tuning under the right? I won't say it if you don't know, but I think you ought to know who's tuning under the right.
I've heard rumors.
Ain't no goddamn rumors. He got that bitch on the rail today.
Yeah.
But you know, I didn't supposed to tell everything. But since I found out on my own and it went no secret test session and it was open to the public, fuck it, I'm gonna tell it. They was in Darlington last night testing. They didn't do that well out in Darlington, but they came to the house and hooked today. and they did damn good.
That's good. That's good.
Shit, I ain't no snitch now. That's my public duty to tell everything crazy that I know.
Hey, you ain't telling this a good journalism.
Huh?
Yeah.
No, that's good journalism you doing, dog.
They didn't say that when I said Lil Tony was looking good out in Florida, so they can't say that now then. Now, the only thing I got to do now is to see Kimo black ass make a goddamn good pass. Where that faggot at tonight anyway?
Oh, man. He ain't too far.
Y'all
got to
get
Kimo around.
What? I believe they tell the truth. They never see Lil Tony and Kimo at the same time. Y'all motherfuckers the same person. Goddamn it, I don't know. Y'all, when you around, he ain't around, and vice versa, goddamn it. Get Kimo's motherfucking ass on the phone before I call BET up and have him do another gorilla suit for us.
Kimo be around. He might even be in wait right now.
All right. But he talked bad about John Quick, especially, and the regulators.
You say he talked bad about Johnny Quick, huh?
Johnny Quick, yeah. And he said he ain't raced since 85. And they made a video up now. When they posted, I don't know. They had me on the video acting a fool, see. So everybody they was asking about, y'all here acting a fool, don't get mad at me because they was asking me about the motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So they made a video. Yeah. I don't know when they're going to post this shit, though.
I'm sure it ain't going to take long.
They
only had one car down there?
They only had one car that I seen. They was only with one car, the Mustang. They said they got to turn back around and go all the way back to Detroit and turn around and come back down here to Fat Tuesday in Lena.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all right.
Good. So, Lady A, we got anybody in wait? Lady A, you with us?
Lady A, yeah, that's sunbathing, man. She might be suntanning.
It takes a moment for me to come off of mute. But we have a lot of callers. I'm going to start with the first caller. Biz, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tony? Me, Ball
Biz,
Dog, and Lady A, how you doing?
What up, Biz?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling. Just got through fixing the kids something to eat. Tony, man, I want to let you know, man, your shoulders is the bomb, boy. You got a full house, Doc. You know
that's
how you
right.
call in the Big Clock show and they
man,
tell you
hey,
got to call back.
Lying. They just did that because they heard me on there now. Come on, man.
Well, you probably, you could. Hey, dog, I didn't say how he got the a full show, but I'm just telling, you know, it's a pride thing. Once a person, I ain't yet to get a full show, but I just want to let you know, Tony, you got one, Doc.
You tell them motherfuckers I'm going to be guest star on your show, they're going to build that, and they're going to throw goddamn eggs at me, man.
Okay, you know what, Doc? Since you stuck your foot in your mouth, you my special guest Wednesday at 5 o'clock. I'm going to call you Tuesday. Damn it, if you don't give me a full show, it's going to be
Hey, Biz, I'm glad you said that. We got a problem now, because Wild Man now said he coming back with his show, and BET got his show. Now, it's going to be some shit going on, man.
You know what? The way, Thursday, my show is Thursday, so I'm gonna have you as my special guest. We'll talk like Monday or Tuesday. I want to see if you can light my board up, like Tony
they needed something
like
that board up. I thought they was in a Catholic church when I first started listening.
Hey, but, the car looked good, man. The car looked good. Talking about Brian Davis' car, it looked good. He locked that car in with Tony about a month ago. So, dog, you saying you think you're going to pay the punk out.
Every time Tony lock in 200, that's just to fill out a motherfucker.
Yeah, I feel the same way he's going to pay the punk out. But, you know, one thing I hate, though, I don't like. These guys down south, if they feel like they ain't got no win, why they always not? Now they posted the picture of the car on the website. They said the man got $100K in that car. That man ain't got nowhere near that in that car. But now they want to throw big ball fact at the man.
No, they didn't really throw him at him. They were saying since he got such a lightweight, which I don't know how they can tell how light it is on the what you call him. They say it's a lightweight car and it's 100,000. He should be running somebody like Big Ball Factor. You right, Biz? You 100% right about that. Now that's what they said.
Yeah, I mean the car ain't no lighter than freaking 7-Up. 7-Up got glass doors, just like that car got. I mean, you're actually doing a disservice for a Mustang with that short wheelbase if you get it too light.
Yeah, you're right about that, because you damn sure right now. Motherfucker, they don't know it. You're right.
Yeah, you try to get that car light as a feather, and you're gonna go into a wall.
See, what you do, pay your bill tonight, your phone sound good, and you don't sound like goddamn Johnny all muffled out of shit. We can understand your ass tonight. What you pay
actually,
your phone?
Actually, the problem, I have a Pro Stock Joe problem. I'll be using the earpiece. I'm talking
stop
in the phone
using that
tonight.
Motherfucker then.
Yeah. So I don't have that gravel mouth. But hey, Tony.
Yes, sir.
You ready for this whooping I'm gonna put on you, boy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You ready?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Shit, I'm gonna pay double to see that.
boy, Tony. Yes. Hey, Tony, I'm gonna whoop you and turn back around and give you something.
Ooh, shit.
I'm gonna. Hey, you say what you gonna do for me?
You ain't scared to talk to me like that, Biz.
No, I'm really not, man. I'm really not.
Hey, you gonna mess around after I whoop you, I'm gonna turn around and give you something. Now
man,
watch your mouth, man.
Well, hold on a minute. Let me ask both of y'all a question now. Now I can understand what B is saying, little Tony, and I gotta go on B's side for the only reason. I'm gonna tell you why I'm going on his side and the way he's laughing. Now if goddamn 007 threatening you with that little truck, if he whoop your ass, goddamn.
Hey, man. Damn. I'm not worried about none of them people, man. I'm not worried about Biz. Like I say, Biz more lucky than he is fast. So, you know, I think he's looking to run out.
I think people say they'd rather be lucky than good. But, hey. Hey, what I'm telling you, boy, I'm going to go down on the 8 mile. I'm going to go down to the 8 mile. If I see anything I like, I'm going to tell that man, take that damn thing straight back to the pitch. Put some ice in that intercooler and get your fucking butt back up there. And I'm going to give you, I'm going to do something to you, boy.
Wait. What did you just say? You going to do what?
Tell that man to go back to the pit, put some more ice in the intercooler, and get right back up to the line.
And do something for you.
I thought
you said then you was going to get in it.
Oh, no, man. No, for what?
Biz, you ain't going to charge the battery?
I mean, I'm not going to charge the battery. Nope. Hey.
So in other words, Lil Tony must be what Mississippi Joe said he a long time ago. He must be a play pretty.
No, Tony going to go. No, Tony, dog. Hey, man, dog, I'm going to explain this to you, man. When I raced him at Chemo this summer, Tony was nowhere around. That man made 5 hits and couldn't – Kimo had to come over here with somebody else. Came over here and made 5 freaking hits and couldn't get down the track. So that Tuna put all the power – now, they were taking power out the car to try to get it down the track. Tony told that man put all the power in the car and let's get to the lap. Tony don't pay no park out. Now, that would have been a park out. He bet $3,000.
Damn. Well, they couldn't get down the track.
I got my 100. Hey, dog, I told Biz, only thing I ask, we take all these guardrail steps off because I'm about to touch all of them. I'm getting to that at the end. Hey, dog, I was prepared to pedal, to play ping pong, and I was going to touch everything on that drag strip, but I was going to get to that other end.
Hey, when I made a clean hit, dog, and I said, hey, man, just go ahead and give me the fuck out, man. Tony said, man, get to the line. And I said, what we betting? He said, whatever, man.
Said, your ass down.
Down. Hey, dog, my eyes got big as bow dollars, man.
Hey, Biz, I thought you said you were from, goddamn it, Chicago. How the hell you know what a bow dollar is, motherfucker? That's a southern term.
Hey, man, my people from Tupelo, Mississippi, man.
Okay. That motherfucker said a bow dollar. That motherfucker don't know what a bow dollar is.
Man, that man come over there talking about, man, Tone, go on, let me get that, man. I mean, you tried. I'm like, let you get what?
Said, man, go and give me the lockup money. I'm mad. Down on your ass. I'm going, man. Let's go. He told me, man, is you serious? I said, Diz, I got your money in my pocket. The only way you're going to get it, you got to take it. Other than that, man, get your ass to the line, man.
I ain't telling y'all how to run y'all show, but y'all better see who else on that line and people waiting. We out here talking shit.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm done.
Timo trying to get in. He said he can't get in.
tell Timo to call him. I click him in.
All right. What's happening, fellas?
What's going on?
What's up, Tony? What's happening, Biz?
What's going on?
Leaking Leo.
What's up,
Leon?
Leaking Leo. Yeah, it's Leaking Leon, man.
Man, goddamn, Leaking Leon. Come on, man. They said they're going to use your ass for a test dummy, man.
Hey, nothing, man. Just sitting there listening at the show, trying to get it in.
What's up, little
Leon,
pony?
What's
the
deal?
Meatball, Leon, the leaker.
What
Leon,
up, Wayne?
You about
that
ready
is,
to make that
on.
Trip?
That is Wayne of the Never Say It Race.
Hey, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm doing push-ups, man. Hey, I just want to bag that old enclosed up against the garage and went to on in.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Leon.
I'm listening.
This is a Michigan show. Shut the fuck up and wait your turn. What up, dog?
I don't even know why we let you get in, Wayne.
Hey, dog.
Did
they say something about Never Scared down there?
They did ask me about that, but I didn't want to talk about it because I knew you, Wayne. I didn't want to talk about it. Everybody they were talking about, they wanted me to make a joke about, but I didn't do it about you, though, because I know who you were.
You
Wayne, ain't y'all like cousins? Ain't Bad Company and Never Scared? Ain't y'all like cousins?
They didn't
no,
give a
no.
damn about nobody. They
no.
were trying to be. I'm truthful. They said they really was at Tony. They say they wanted Tony Vine to set them up, but they said they were the baddest bitch in Michigan.
See, I'm gonna tell you like this, Biz. They kind of like they like my little protege. See, they bought Jimbo old car.
Right.
They went to my engine builder. So you
right.
know they just following what we do. You know what I mean? They know we know how to do it. So
okay.
Hey,
you
Wayne.
Laid the blueprint down. You laid the blueprint.
Hey.
They just reading it.
Where's Jimbo from? Where's Jimbo from? Chicago or Detroit?
Hey Wayne.
Detroit.
Hey Wayne. Detroit. What up?
They talk about Jimbo too.
Hey Wayne.
Yeah.
Hey,
they
Wayne.
Talk about Jimbo too now.
Man,
who keeps saying Wayne? Whoa. Everybody can't talk.
This Randy man. I told you what that motherfucker was gonna do once he get himself together. Draw it out on everybody, man. Y'all never let that motherfucker do nothing.
Hey, Randy, he a turncoat, so he need to be dealt with when we get down there?
Hold on a minute. Now, they had another guy that was doing all the talking like he might have been the owner of the car, the money man. He ain't old, but he kind of look a little old with thin in hair. He was doing all the pumping up in the background.
Oh,
telling him what to say.
Dave teams me.
Hey, Tony, can you get that Nitrous Big Shot motherfucker on the phone?
Woo! That's Bad Company,
Nitrous,
too, Randy.
Yeah, I know.
NOS Big Shot?
He been talking shit on Motown Muscle all day long. We got to go down on his ass.
Lady A, can you make that happen for us? Can you get NOS Big Shot on the phone? Hey Tony, sound like y'all got a bunch of backstabs up there, man. They turned back for everybody up there, man.
hey Tony, this Meatball Tony, we got a full house, Tony. I don't think we're gonna be able to get squeeze nobody on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all can call if y'all can call if they ain't already on there. If you call them, you can get about 10 or 11 more on there.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see this shit. I love this shit, boy. If that goddamn weather goes down in Mississippi, it's gonna be some shit down there. Goddamn. Between Lena, Mississippi, and Fat Tuesday, it's going to be a lot of motherfuckers getting fucked up.
Hey, yeah. Dog, what they say about Jimbo, dog? What they were saying, man?
They said something about everybody, but especially John Quick. Especially John Quick. They said, John, like I said, that, like they had some pressure against John Quick, but they were talking about all you motherfuckers.
You know what, dog full of shit, because I know that motherfucker ain't...
I ain't got no reason to lie. I ain't trying to pump up nothing.
Hey,
I just got to go by what they told
Wayne.
Me.
Hey, Wayne, don't believe it, man. That motherfucker cocky, boy.
But Randy.
Yeah, I tell you what,
dog don't know nothing about John Quick.
I ain't said what I said again to him. Get him on the phone then.
No, dog don't know nothing about... Hey, Johnny Quick, who is Johnny Quick? Johnny Quick is local. Dog don't know nothing about no Johnny Quick.
That's right.
Yeah, he ain't local no more. Shit.
I don't know nobody on regulators and all them motherfuckers.
Exactly. You don't know. The man said, "Damn Blackstang, man." That they said that, man.
Right.
That's y'all don't know about them people.
Them all local motherfuckers.
Them local, yeah.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Hey, Randy.
Right.
Who? Hey, Randy. What you
gonna? Three or four other motherfuckers. I just can't remember.
Who,
I,
hey,
I
Randy,
tell
who
like
you gonna
this.
Run Nas Big Shot with? Hey, Randy, who you gonna run Nas Big Shot with?
See, we're gonna try and want the Malibu.
Okay.
Okay. The Malibu.
Okay. Okay.
That's all bad company right
now,
there.
Now, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. They had the damn Willie Balls on the Mustang, but they had the Willie Balls on the Mustang, but they had it too where it didn't get on the Willie Balls, and they took that bitch all the way out the back door today.
I knew they ran good today. As soon as I said something, he tried to throw Brian Davis on.
He
won't race Brian Davis. Who the fuck is Brian Davis? Fuck Brian Davis.
I know that's right.
Who?
You know
who?
What
you
said?
So
I knew they must have ran good today because that's the first thing he said out of his mouth. You don't want to race Brian Davis. Man, fuck Brian Davis.
You said you won't let them out. Yeah, look out.
That's right.
Dog, you said somebody was heavy set, thin and hair in the front.
Well, no.
Older.
He's not really heavy set. He's about medium set, but he's got kind of thin in hair, you know. And he seemed to be the one that was the ringleader, seemed to be. I don't know his name, but
y'all,
I know his
face. Y'all know Mark
Okay, I'm going to ask you like this, dog. Was he lining the car up or standing behind the car?
No, I'm telling you, he just standing to the side like he was the main man, like he was the big shot.
That was Mark Crank.
Did he have a lazy eye?
No, I was looking him in the face now. I don't think so.
I was going to say, was he cockeyed, but I didn't want to be disrespectful.
I was going to say, did he eat too much candy when he was little?
Now they had a great big old motherfucker who like Bubba with him too now.
Did he look stupid?
Yeah, he look stupid with dog hair now, yeah. Now them boys gonna whoop my ass when they see me again when I'm talking all this shit.
He look like he wanna say, oh.
Yeah, they had a guy look like this that looked like that, yeah. And they had an older man with him too, an older man there. He just like he might have been the mechanic or some shit. They had about five motherfuckers with them.
What's up, Wayne?
Hey, Tony.
What's up?
Hey, you have been gang raped?
Say what?
You have been gang raped?
No, I ain't never done nothing like that.
Well, me and Biz gonna gang rape your faggot ass.
You and who?
Biz. Biz gonna get it from the back, I'm gonna get it from the front.
That ain't no game, man.
Wait, hold on. Who is this?
Three little,
man.
He's talking
to
you,
man.
That old fat ass. Get your fat ass off the phone, you fucker.
I had a little step for you, nigga. You made me feel good. You made me laugh a few minutes ago. I'm fucking y'all up first. Y'all my first piece of fish I'm getting.
Three little. Did we give you permission to speak on this show?
Hey, man, what y'all tell me? What did Mississippi Joe say a while back? If your car not ready, don't open your mouth, right? My shit ready. Fuck
you. Whoa, wait a minute. I got a phone call earlier concerning that pertaining to three lugs from Avery with the colors out of the bus motorsport camp. He said he wants you to try to check him out for colon cancer.
Three lugs.
Hey, Mr. Tony.
Three lugs. You ain't a threat to nobody but yourself.
I'm glad. Them the ones who fucked you up, the ones that you ain't scared of.
This is somebody talking for three lugs, motherfucker. I can understand everything you saying. Ain't no way this three lugs. It's not.
Like, I paid my phone bill on the 5th. I got good service.
No,
that's three lugs. He's just calm today.
This ain't got nothing to do with the reception. I'm talking about your words. Everything is coming out clear. Three lugs don't talk like this.
Well, first of all, I heard you, Wayne, and Leon last time. So don't get three lugs blood pressure out of you. Understand nothing he's saying, so I'm talking real metal to you.
Three lugs.
What?
You ain't shit.
Wayne, fuck. Don't come and blow your ass out.
Hey, three lugs.
Three lugs.
So your car is ready.
What happened?
Wayne, you ain't nothing.
Yes, three luggage ready.
You about okay. Right.
Well, come right on, now. Lock your uncomfortable build ass in then, motherfucker. Ready.
Uncomfortable.
Hey, Tony, I'm going to tell you like I told you what? Last week. When I whoop Little Red Riding Hood, I'm going to take his money and whoop set him up with it. Now, fuck set him up, I'm going to take their money and fuck you up with it. I'm going to part you
okay,
don't understand.
You,
ain't nothing changed. Well,
lock in.
Okay,
can
have,
lock
hey,
in.
Hey, 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 I don't have a lot of money locked in like that. If one
me,
time I can pick no cans
in.
Up.
Me and you ain't got to lock in a lot of money.
What we going to lock in, Tony?
What you want to lock in?
Couple hundred.
Okay. So now what's the race? Let's get it right. What's the race, three lug?
I'm running you a quarter mile, head up off a pro tree. For a G ball
head up.
Hey, let me say something for y'all do that. Not to try to be nasty, but to be safe. Be safe. Won't y'all wait about to lock it up in quarter mile run just in case we don't know how the weather gonna be, and if the weather ain't as good. And then they don't, and then if it rains or something before that, and they don't prep the track for a whole quarter mile.
No, fuck it, lock that shit in. If they don't run quarter, the race off. Shit.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Tony.
Stop trying to save three little games.
Don't save me. I'm ignorant. He can't see me. I'm gonna tell him fuck the dog saying lock his ass in anyway.
Come on, get your ass down.
Lock
your
ass in. Head a 400 pro treat. Out the back door.
That's what you said,
Wayne. Right.
Okay. We locking in. How much three look?
200 on the G ball. Yellow to yellow.
Okay.
Where y'all gonna be at? Lena or Fat Tuesday?
He can
Lena.
Pick his own part. We gonna do it in Lena.
Yeah.
What time?
I ain't got no time.
Not time. No, ain't no time. When?
Cause he got
the track close
that day. Yeah.
Before the track close.
Races that day. So you know.
Yep.
Whenever we both ready that day before the track.
Y'all really,
y'all really
some dumb motherfuckers. And I'm going to say this. Y'all some dumb motherfuckers. You're racing in fucking February. The dude going to hit the track regardless. And why the fuck would y'all bitches want to run a fucking quarter mile with dude on the track?
Hey, dog.
That we,
hey, dog.
We used to.
Hey, dog.
Sir?
You hold the tail and fuck this cow, all right?
Okay,
you hold the tail over there while we fuck this cow, all right? Because you won't get no shit on
you. All right,
you
motherfucker.
Step back and hold the tail up. We got this.
Hey, this is my lawyer on the phone. It's Tyke Man out there somewhere. He'll tell you, motherfuckers.
Fuck your lawyer.
This is
Chicago versus Chloe at Detroit.
You better watch your mouth. You're not talking
out of here. Hey, I'm going to bet y'all this here. I bet Chicago win more races than Detroit do.
I bet it don't. I locked that
I tried to lock that in with his, but he wouldn't take it. Now get your ass down. Come on, lock that in, Tony.
Every
money racing, not no bullshit races.
Listen, man, listen. Every Detroit car that run a Chicago car, I'm betting on Detroit. Now, what's the bet going to be? How much?
I ain't gonna do that. I might don't
like
Tony,
I got 300 on bids if he run you, Tony.
You say what?
I got 300 on bids if he run you.
Okay, well, I mean, any Detroit car, run any Chicago car. I got 500 on any Detroit car to run a Chicago car. I don't care what the race is.
Where's Three Love from? Three Love from where, Chicago?
Three Love from Chicago.
Well, Three Love ain't going to beat nobody with that ugly ass car he
got. Three Love, you going to take that bet?
I didn't hear the bet again. Say it again, Tony.
I got $500 on any car from Detroit that rates any car from Chicago. Period.
I'm a bitch this right here. If me, Dunye, or Biz, one of y'all is a bet. Me, Dunye, Biz, and Leon, right? Y'all is a bet. Them phone calls I'm betting though.
Hold on.
Listen to me, man. Listen to me, man. Dunye car, Biz car, Leon car, or my car. If a drag car, if I ain't want to be trouble boys car, I bet you that.
Well,
five races, we win more than y'all win after five races.
If Leon and Three Love go down together, goddammit, we got to close the track. Well, by the time they get to the other end, the damn clock's going to be broke.
Hey, first of all,
you don't have nobody on you.
Hop your happy ass in, do you?
He back in that pickup truck.
Nope, I'm gonna be the announcer. That's all.
I'm gonna be the announcer.
Three Love, goddamn it, and Leon race each other. We got to turn the clocks off. If you notice, it's going to break it, because if it run that long, you know how you run your water pump too long? It's a bit hot. The clocks will be running hot by the time y'all too slow motherfuckers finish.
Hey, so if I'm that slow, what I'm doing that little red pickup truck, he got to be slower than me.
Oh, he going to already be through.
He's going to be a joke, dog.
He's
going
to
be
right on the trail
joke.
Ready to go home by the time you finish.
You're right. I'm going to send his ass home. I told you I got a bitch ready written out already. Say ready and lay. Big Ken died with prime time driving it. I got the bitch ready already made out for y'all.
You might be right about that. They fired me. I've been fired so many goddamn times. I don't know. My ass hold tight. They didn't fire me. I've been fired
so
many damn times.
I fired you, and you talked that shit some months ago, but you're going to drive Ken Train out to I'm going to fuck you up. You quit yourself. They're about to fire you. You quit yourself.
All right, three little. Now go there and get you some more soup.
Fuck you.
And funny?
You made me feel good earlier. You was on the radio talking shit, but now I'm at your ass.
I like you, people. That's what I love about you, boy. That's wrong with
I
you.
Love you, too. But back to, hey, Dollar, can I get back to my girlfriend? Because we want to gate rape, dang, date rape his ass. He didn't want the booty. I want the mouth. I'm looking for boy pussy.
You love me in the prison. Shit, man.
Huh?
You been to prison.
Hell no, nah. You crazy.
What the hell you talking about? You want some booty then?
We talking about the Detroit booty. We talking about Tony Hill, girl. He a
transvestite.
He a transvestite. We getting you, boy.
I tell you what I'm going to do then. If I drive a little red ride here to teach you, I want you to come around behind the damn stadium there and get on your knees. And you know what you do on your knees.
Hey, Tony, let me have you for 1 minute, Tony. Hey, Doc, I told you, it ain't changed. If I whoop you, tie your shirt up in your back. Like a girl, though, tie your shirt up in your back. I'll top of your ass back there. I blow to three love. If you whoop me, I'm going to do the same thing. You got to walk around the whole fucking day, your shirt tied with my name and read it in your back with some yellow paint. I blow to three love. Now lock your ass in for that.
On a serious note, dog, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I heard you got a Grudge Inc. tattoo on your booty.
Now, why y'all laugh when the man says please? No, I'm not, but I'm waiting on Jay Barnes to send me my sticker so I can put it on the cars.
Hey, that's only half of it. They say you got a picture of Jay Barnes on your chest and shit.
Dude, man. I got a picture of Jay Barnes' booty. Hey, Barnes, when we together, he sleep on his stomach. On his stomach where I'm at.
Hey, dog, you crack the joke, but them girl jinx, you don't wear for real. I'm fucking y'all up.
Hey, what you fail to realize, man, I'm waiting on Jay Barnes to send me my girl. Fact of the matter, if Lady A on the damn phone, she the one supposed to be sending my girl jinx patches.
Lady
okay.
A, you with us?
Okay, something?
Lady A, we got everybody in
wait. Want a Grudge Inc. retirement package.
Hey, Wayne, you ain't nothing.
Hey, Big Grudge.
Hey, MLK.
Hey, what's up, Car Show?
What's going on, y'all?
Y'all all right?
Hey, what's up, Car Show?
I'm good, y'all.
There go my daddy.
What up, dog?
Drag.
Dog and Tony and Kimo and Biz and Three Love and Three Love Tony and
that
Leo.
That daddy that is?
That's my daddy.
Who's mine? Who's that? Three Love?
You ain't got
that's
no
daddy,
daddy, motherfucker. You wasn't born. You was happy.
Three Love, quit that lie, motherfucker. You don't know goddamn where. Well, you don't know who your daddy. You go down to the unemployment office and get Hollis.
You
still my daddy.
Like,
you
like hey, you uncomfortable bitch, motherfucker. You could be my daddy. Give me your income tax money.
No way in the world I had no baby ugly as you.
Drag, how that project coming, man? You got heat in the head yet?
I just finished it tonight.
Man, that's Drag with a phone. Drag don't even sound like it. Drag, what the hell you got in your mouth? A lollipop?
What do you mean?
That don't even sound like Drag, man. Drag must have got goddamn D's phone tonight or some shit.
That's the three legs under his desk.
I'm just tired, dog. Wow, man. Wow.
Hey, what's
I'm...
up, Greg? What's up, brother?
How y'all been, man?
Hey, man, we've been kind of missing you, man. We ain't been hearing you on the scene lately, man.
I've been on that car, man, like a champ, man, but I'm finished with it. It goes tomorrow. I'm going to go ahead on and put the tune-up in it.
and set the chassis up, and it's going in the trailer.
Hey, Drag, do me
show,
Drag. Hey, Drag, do me one favor, Drag.
Yes, sir.
When you run Tony, Tony Bynes and Larry at Riding Hood, I know you don't like doing this. Snort on that motherfucker for me. If it busts, it busts. Fuck it.
Shoot, we need to keep our foot in it, man. Got dogs. Them jokers running pretty good there.
Man, fuck them. Oh, Three Lug, Drag gonna drive your car that weekend? You not driving? Drag, man. I don't know. I got a hold, man. Everybody get a chance to get on my girl. Me, Leon, Drag. I don't know. You might can drive if you want to, Tony. My car's a hoe. Everybody get their chance to get on top of
her. Exactly right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you want Drag to drive against you, Tony. He'll drive against you. Ain't no problem with that.
Hey, to be honest with you, man. I know Three Love, you and Big Drag, y'all goddamn inseparable, but we're going to see can we get Big Drag out of your car. Because, goddamn, I got to admit now, you know me. I'm the brokest motherfucker in the world, and I don't brag about shit. But that's one ugly-ass motherfucking car you got.
Hey, dog, no lie. When I first took that car, I didn't want that motherfucker. I dragged that man by that car. Fuck how I look. I said, man, that's
fucking ugly. Now, it fits you now. You look like a big dumb
ugly. I know I'm ugly.
So, it fits you now. But drag,
hey,
we got to try to find a way to drag to be in the bathroom when you get ready to race.
It ain't gonna happen.
Now, hold on a minute. Since Kimi on here, let me get another man that I know don't mind telling the truth. Little Tony.
Yes, sir.
Now, tell me if I'm wrong now. Ain't Three Love got an ugly motherfucking car?
Yes.
But, pretty don't win no race. Hey, don't Little Tony got a pretty ass car? Yes, and Three Love gonna beat the fuck out of him, that ugly ass car. Set my brain pretty little, man.
But see, Three Love with me and you, the difference between me and you, see, I got two chances to win something. You might whoop me, but then, see, I can go to the car show and I can win something there. If I whoop you, it's over. You're done.
Hey,
I got two things, too.
I can win. When I whoop you, I can go trick off. Nah.
Trick off with what? No.
The police stopped Three Love when he was coming through the gate. And they thought that was a school bus. They really thought it was a school bus.
They did. You got a handicap stick on Saturday. I told my coach to pick you up, didn't it?
Three Love. Who have you beat from Detroit head up?
Head up? From Detroit?
Head up.
Who that was from Detroit head up?
We'll wait.
Nobody?
Okay.
Okay.
But I whooped three people from Detroit because they down there gave me a spot.
Hey,
how was that race with the blue Mustang, Three Love? The blue Mustang that they had at Wayne.
I let him leave.
Let me get it right. His down there told me if I get on motor, they going to give me the break. And I was clear like I didn't want to drag to me trick that like we didn't want, but we did want that. And they down there gave it to us. Oof, gave them the fruit roll up. I got a load of one up and they wrecked them. I checked in for colon cancer.
Three Love, that's you, right?
Hold on, I can hear both of y'all.
Three Love, how you popping your collar? You run a small block car, man.
Hey, he drawed on me. I'd take him blind, crippled, crazy.
Little Tony, we was at a no ET with nobody else race. He wouldn't run us head up, so after about an hour and a half, we got tired of sitting there. We said we'll try anything, and we tried.
Hey, Little Tony, what
did
I tell you a minute ago?
I ain't gonna lie.
What did I tell you a few minutes ago, Little Tony? Drag told me something that we didn't want that, and I wanted to put the knife out there, son, been waiting on them clowns to come around that bend to say we all ready, and we went off in your rectum. Get it right. No, get it right. We had to run them twice to get paid. Get it right.
Hey, Love. Hold on. Three Love, you did beat somebody from Detroit. You didn't run them head up, but you gave them the break. You gave them the break.
The first versus, man.
You talking about my homeboy, man? Well, I gotta go back. You know, I'm just talking about my homeboy. They gave that Chrysler motor the break.
We can't get no elephant brain like you, motherfucker.
Hey, I had to get to the basement, man. It took me a long time to get up at the basement.
Hey,
man. I got to go with one more person in Detroit. I've been with five of them. That's Little Tony.
That's what I'm going to make number five. How many people with me in Detroit? One. There was Jimbo. But I got his ass back.
Hey, he let you leave too, didn't he?
That's his fault.
Hey, y'all let Detroit and goddamn wherever else talk out, damn it. Talk about Lima, Mississippi in a couple of weeks.
What you just say?
Hey, man,
less than two weeks.
You need to spit that shit out your mouth. We're going to say shit you just said.
Well, guess what? Clean that shit out your ears, goddamn,
Three love. So, they tell me I can't talk. You damn sure can't talk.
Shit, I'm eating right now. I just happened to come out because y'all talking about who beat who. The Tony going to go down on your ass. Drake, what you got on that motherfucker?
Wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Is that my main man?
That's me, Biz. King Biz.
No, that's Tony asking you that.
It's Tony.
What's
going on, partner? What's
happening, T-Man? Nah, man, I'm just sitting here ready to fuck whoever else you got locked in.
Well, come over here and get your old lady. I'm tired of
her. Hey,
no,
sorry, bud. I just locked in with Three Lug. We going to go on out that back door.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Hey, hold on, y'all. Wayne, you just got another
Hello?
Text. Wayne, what's your text say?
I got a text from Brian Davis. Said dog is on here lying.
Okay, well, tell him to get on the fucking phone. Give me his number and I'll call him and put him on in here.
Hold on. He also texted me and said he wants to fill in for White Trash and fuck Beers up.
Block in.
Huh?
Just block in.
No, he's gonna fill in for me.
Somebody text me Brian's number. I'll call him and put him on the line, and we'll find out who's lying.
Hold on, Wayne. He said they wouldn't even let dog in the track today. He's lying.
Hold up, sir. I run the track. I run the track.
Hey, Ben, don't run no track, motherfucker. You're fucking feet, motherfucker. Stop lying. Hey, don't worry about me. Old lady sucking on my toes, so you kissing the mouth, so you sucking my toes too, bitch. Hey, feet, motherfucker, you're on our shit. But your mouth. Okay, mother. You got a report on your ass. You better worry about that motherfucker Brian with that bad company. That's what you better worry about. I can't do nothing to you, bitch. Hold on.
Hey, Ben, can somebody, can anybody get Brian Davis on the phone? Get him on the phone. Let's see who's lying. I told you, I ain't got nothing to hide. I got my income tax check back. Fuck y'all. Is that real? You got a bag of real? I want some of that. Hey, $27 in the background. $27.42.
They tell me some. You want to round it down? I said, hell no. Give me my 42 cents. I said, hell no, because mine got to go down. Give me my 42 cents.
Hey, Lil Tony.
Yes, sir.
Who
would
that say they bet with you and you run to somebody from Chicago? Who said that?
Kimo.
You say, no. Who the other guy had that food in their mouth? Say they bet with you, who are you locked in with? Who was that?
That was Pac-Man.
Tight man. Hey, tight man. What you want to bet? I'm going to fuck him up. Leon going to fuck him up. Okay. Bet 222. Hey, tight man. Bet 200 Leon fuck him up. 200 I fuck him up. 200 Beers fuck him up. Consider this motherfucking lock.
It's locked.
2-2-2. You can't unlock it.
Shit, with me.
You hear that, Tony?
Huh? I got a question, Three Love. Is Leon and Lil Tony locked?
I don't know. They supposed to be.
Oh,
no,
Leon
locked in.
No, Leon locked in.
With Sub-Zero.
Oh,
no. Right.
Oh, my bad. No, Leon, he gonna run Lil Tony back.
I'll run Lil Tony back down there and Lena.
Right, Lil Tony.
He
don't have him.
He wanted Link back, huh, Tony?
Yeah.
I
want to run Tony.
No, Link, if that's the fact, you need to get your Link back from Biz then.
Well, you know what?
They want it one, man. They want it one.
He changed the whole race up.
Who changed the whole race up?
Biz did.
On what?
Ken, you want to stay on the phone?
Him originally went to quarter mile. Now he got it on the third mile.
What they were talking about? What they talking about, dog? Hold on. What you say, Kimo?
I'm gonna let your goddamn daughter.
They say they gonna fuck your daughter. That's what they say.
Wow.
Hey,
so
hold on, y'all. Let's get some straight. What'd you say,
Kimo? You know, Ben changed the whole race around. Originally, I got one lick on him, and he got a lick on me, but he changed the whole race to 8 miles instead of his quarter mile race like we originally raced.
Well, you done that
better. Between y'all. I know me and you locked in and run 8 miles. That's all I know. I ain't got to do with that other shit.
Well, he trying to run Lil Tony back. Leon want to run Lil Tony back. You want to put that stick on like a Lil Tony ass.
Is my homeboy on the show?
Hey, Leon.
What's up?
So when me and you race, how you talking about racing? We going out the back door or you talking about running today?
Hey, Tony. No. Hold on. Hey, Tony, you know what? After Saturday, hell, me and you might just get out right there and Lena, because Hattiesburg ain't going to let us run out the back door. So if any back door races, I got to do it in Lena.
That's right. That's why I'm trying to run yet. But I just want to know what, you know, like I said, me and you not locked in, but we did agree to race. So I'm saying, are you willing to run out the back door or are you only trying to run today's?
I'm going to run you out the back door.
Okay.
I like that.
I do too. You know, I'm born and raised in the back door.
You say what?
I was born and raised go out the back door, so I ain't got no problem with that. So when we get to Lena, we'll see what everybody, all the hot about. We're going to say who's going to step down, who's going to step down, and all that old good stuff.
I wish you were born and raised because I didn't look like you.
Hey, you shut up. You didn't step to the game, man.
You got your new Camaro back?
What up, Del?
My new Camaro back.
I don't know Lil Tony.
I got an antique ass Camaro.
No, I'm talking about Lil Tony. He got another. Well, my bad. I'm going to shut the hell up.
I got a new car.
I guess.
No. You must be talking about the wrong Tony. Somebody else got a new Camaro. I ain't got another car.
I thought you had got the new car that you looked at, that you had Mario to look at about 2 weeks ago.
No.
Oh, you didn't get it?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
You selling the balloons this summer?
Huh?
You selling the balloons this summer to get it?
Say what?
Little Tony done bought Smokey.
Hey, man, I got a question, man. We got a whole lot of races locked in for Lena, man. Hey, man, y'all going to race, man, or y'all just going to get y'all just talking, man?
Hey, Ben,
hey,
I'm letting Little Tony.
I'm just talking, Ben.
Check this out. Hey, Three Love. Can me and you do something light on the side that I clear Leon's motherfucking ass up that back door?
Hey,
I'm gonna clear Leon's ass out that back door.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, we're gonna try to get this together real quick. Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Why don't you pay that punk out money? Me and you be the first two people to race. How about that? That funny, because I'll write you first.
Money, man.
You be the first race before anybody. I'm going to see what kind of man you really is. I bet you want to run.
Hey, Tony. Leon, hold on, Leon. Hey, Tony. I don't want to raise you, little Tony. I'm going to bet you $500 you're going to clear Leon, motherfucker. You don't got to run. I'm bet you $500 you're going to clear Leon, fool ass.
But when you talking real slick.
Hey, dog, this Detroit. Hey, dog, hold on. This Detroit, Chicago, Tom. The Mississippi boys, y'all get the land later. We on some left right here. Hold on, dog.
Ain't nothing wrong with what I'm saying, because Wayne, you was going to pay the punk out money for chemo just for you and chemo to run, so that's all I'm trying to do.
I'm trying to see what he really made out.
We'd be the first one to go down that track and shake down what you want to do when he get ready.
It ain't my fault you let Jay Barnes put you in the trick bag and make
it.
That was on you.
Hey, Wayne, it's the same thing you was trying to do with chemo, man. If chemo would have jumped, you'd have paid me that $500, and you'd have turned around and ran him. So it's ain't nothing wrong. I'm just asking that because I'm trying to see what he really trying to race me. And
okay,
I'm going to bet
you
he ain't going to clear me, sir. Whatever you get through, I'll happen.
You ain't nothing.
I know, you ain't either.
What you getting your car running then, Wayne? You ain't nothing.
You ain't nothing.
Getting your car running then.
Hey, look.
Hey.
Listen to me. I got small block.
Can I talk?
You can run however you want to. Spray to spray, motor to motor, my small block to your big block. It don't matter to me.
We're not running no motor, man. We run your motor. Lock your ass in. Run your motor with a car.
Lock in.
With Leon's car?
Hey, Tony, he's talking about running Leon's car, man. And I'm running about this game, man. Ain't none of us up here gonna cut no nitrous off. Anytime you see me, I got it on. So they don't need talking about cutting nitrous off, man.
I said either way, man.
Hey, Wayne, you take that hot ass up. You go take Biz that punk out money, and I'm going to run your ass off the trail. I mean, when you get done testing, head up.
You know what I'm going to do, Leon?
I'm going to sit here and wait my turn.
I wish I would pay to get to the front of your line. That's like
you
paying
to
come
you know what's going to happen to you with your small black
ass. I'm going to sit here and pay somebody to get to the front of the line.
That's what I thought.
Tony, back to you, Tony. You go off that bed with me, and you're going to let you find a Leon. You don't clear Leon.
We're going to bet a G, dog. We ain't betting no five. I'm going to bet a G. We're going to
bet you. Okay, I'm going to bet five. He's going to bet five. You're not going to clear.
Hold on. Let's clear fact. So, three, look, you unlocking our bet, and you want to put your money that I clear Leon.
You're not going to clear Leon, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Bet, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that, too.
Me and your race not locked up.
Right.
That $500 we putting on that I clear Leon's ass.
Yeah. You run Leon's car with Camaro. You going to clear him, yeah.
Right. So you need to go ahead and lock Leon in. You and Leon need to go ahead and lock in.
So why don't you pay that money to Biz, goddamn it, Tony? Me and you gonna get out like clowns and Wayne and send your ass behind the back door.
Just lock your motherfucking ass in.
I'm getting a motherfucker trying to pay a lockup. Fuck Tony.
Come on, get your ass down, man.
You pay that lockup money for Biz.
I'm not paying nothing, man. Fuck Biz. I ain't got nothing to do with Biz. I'm talking about me and you.
I don't get back what I can afford to bet, man. I got two races on my hands. They don't need me loading up the barrel.
Oh, no. You know what? It ain't about you trying to
trying to load up. You ain't got but two passes in that bitch. That's what it is. I see where you're going with that. Okay.
He ain't none of you, Tony. He ain't none of you, Tony. You ain't got but two passes in your yellow car.
You know, my motor been in my car over a year. I ain't blowed up every year like every. I've blowed up two or three times in 1 month, sir. So don't talk about no motor.
And I ain't either.
Man, you blew that shit up trying to get the cattail with gadget. Don't start lying. But we ain't going to talk about that. We talk about something else. I'm burning the shore with that. You ain't talking about nothing.
Hey, Tony, you got some Memphis. Hey, Tony, you got some Memphis guys trying to get in. Some boys.
Let them in, dude.
No, I'm not going to step on Lady A. I ain't going to step on Lady A toes. Lady A.
Lady A, they're doing something right now. Bring them on in, Biz.
Okay, okay. Hey, you 901 bad boys, your mic is open.
Hey,
Leon.
What
that shit, nah.
Hey, Leon, 3 months.
I have
what
a shot, Leon. What
this y'all lost. This y'all worst
no,
night,
you,
man.
No,
it's
you got two nights.
I saw everybody saying Leon. I don't know who's saying Leon.
Hold on, one second.
Hey, Wick,
I got two 901. I got two 901s on.
What's the other one?
Hey, wait, the last four is 3572.
Yeah, let him in.
It's in. It's on. It's in.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, this man.
Get on Leon's ass.
Leon, what you want to do, motherfucker? You locking all the races up. We want to knock your ass off.
I'm going to take the back guy just like we offered to me, sir.
This Mark, motherfucker. You know
hey,
Mark.
Hey,
I know who
he
is. I know
that
man.
Hey, Mark. When you come on this show, you respect people from Chicago. You say, how y'all doing? Don't come in with your chuck poke that would have out your motherfucking ass, boy.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
I pay that lock up now to get you out of that race. Now get your coward ass down. Lock in with that man.
Lock in with your ass. Don't you try to steal a hold to somebody.
Hey,
get your scary ass
tough,
up
now. Now you're a tough motherfucker. Come on, I'm going to pay that lock up to Biz for you.
Don't help me help the bad motherfucker. You need to. You lock. You pay out to get. Let me pull your ass out.
Mark dropped off.
He better drop off.
But we're still on.
Hey, wait. What y'all give me with my car to the ace?
You said what?
What y'all give me with my car to the ace?
Okay. I told you we got a motherfucking stock suspension Camaro on 28th. Conventional here. One system. We're going to run your head the fuck up.
Three Lug, you sound like the bitch you is, Three Lug.
Hey, man.
Mark back on.
Mark back on.
What's up?
Hey, Mark, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. How you fella doing?
You know my new name for 2013, right?
That's
give me give me some. That's my new name. I need some.
We ain't gonna give you nothing.
Bend over, you faggot motherfucker. I'll give you something with your cow.
Come with you, man. Got a million. You can get something. Got a million.
Hey.
Got a million. You can get something, Latonya.
Biz, where you want me to send this lockup money to, man? I want to free this motherfucker up so he can go lock in.
Hey, Tony, stop holding the Mississippi boys, man.
No,
fuck that.
Three
love.
What?
It's a gold cutlass that's in Drag Illustrated. Want you to do something. What you want to do?
Hey, man, I want the break from that gold cutlass. Give me the break from that gold cutlass. I'm driving my own car. Gold cutlass.
We're going to give you a slab of ribs. Let me get to the line.
Give me the who?
Slab of ribs.
What the hell is that?
A slab of ribs, man.
No mouth.
I don't want no motherfucking food. Like, I need some food. I weigh 345 pounds. I don't need no motherfucking food.
Begging from Detroit again.
Give me some ass, motherfucker. While I catch my brother.
You want something to stick in your mouth while we got this spoon head in
your
hand.
Hey, man. Give me the break for that color. Fuck that color. I got y'all money. Y'all chasing me. I ain't chasing y'all.
What money you got?
I fucked your truck up 3 times last year. I'm telling y'all fucked me up.
You ain't fucked up. Hey, over here.
I bet you was a lie. I fucked Young Money up twice and I fucked Jimbo up once.
I'm talking about Bus Motorsports.
Hey, all y'all together. All y'all slow.
Okay, so what you want to do? You and Leon.
I'm going to take the break, man.
Hold on.
Hey, let me tell y'all something, man. Hold on. Hey, man. Do y'all think I'm stupid or I'm slow? What do y'all think I'm stupid or slow?
Both.
Okay, I'm going to be both of y'all. I'm going to take the break because I'm stupid and slow. What the fuck am I raising here? You turn me on that car here, stupid ass.
Hey, Three Love.
You always want something, man.
Y'all trying to run a back-ass car with a 31-10-5W with a fucking big chief in it. I got a fucking stock adventure car with 28 with a convicted head mode in it. That was stupid, y'all.
Hey, man, why you telling all that man business? We didn't know that man had all that.
Fuck my man. You didn't know everybody knew it. Well, y'all think I'm fucking stupid, man?
I didn't know that. Hey, Leon, I don't want no trouble. I'm sorry, Leon.
Y'all think I'm fucking stupid?
Leon ain't locked in and three lugs just unlocked me. I don't know nobody nothing. I don't want none of that big chief.
Hey, Tony, my friend on the phone. Could you be quiet, sir? My friend on the phone. Hey, Young Money. How you doing, sir?
I heard you just mention that, motherfucker. What you want to say?
Who won the Bulls game? And that Young Money, what'd you say, sir?
I heard you just mentioned my name. What you want to do, motherfucker?
I'm going to take that bike. I'm going to take the break today.
We coming with a G-body, man. Fuck is you saying?
I'm going to take the break, man. Okay, you come with a Pontiac with a Chevy motor in it. I want the break.
I can break my foot off of your ass.
Go ahead.
Hey,
what about the repercussions behind that?
You ain't going to get that man his lick back?
Yeah, man. Hey, Big Drag still on the phone?
No, he dropped off.
I fell asleep.
Man, y'all owe me. I gave you the break. You won. You supposed to run me back. Head up, man.
Hey, man. Y'all gave me the break in Chicago, and I whoop y'all. Then I came to Detroit. Y'all for gave me the break. You put your lock on.
No,
the lock on.
You
supposed
to run us head up.
Hey, man. One of your crew members locked in to give me the break if I come down to y'all hometown. And y'all paid the lock on money off. Y'all would have run me on. So this dead and gone. That dead and gone, so.
Hey, you just see what happened, Leon. You went and tucked your motherfucking tail.
I'm still going to take the break from y'all, man. I'm taking the break from the city, y'all. Fuck y'all, man. Give me the break. I'll take it to 8:15, man. I'm not staying around people, man. Hey, man. Get the yellow car, man. Get the yellow car. I'm going to take the break to the quarter, man. When I fuck the yellow car, then I'm going to run that orange motherfucker and fuck him up.
You'll never get the break from us again.
Okay,
well, we ain't never got the run.
You need to take that
car. You ain't no man of your word.
We ain't got no man of your
word. Hey, wait.
Yeah.
The man of my word, give me the break.
You'll never get that.
Hey, look, you the biggest motherfucking drag racer.
Damn right. You damn right,
motherfucker. Hey, say that shit one more time, man. That nigga the biggest motherfucking drag.
Hey, you damn right.
Hey,
look,
Tony.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, listen. I ain't gonna beg nothing from Abe. I ain't gonna beg from Mailman or that boy that Black Malibu. Fuck them. Nah. And I don't want shit from Lil Tony. I don't want shit from y'all King Lil Tony.
So what you want something from me from?
Well, because you faster than them. I respect you.
What makes you think that?
You pull your pants like I pull my pants up in the morning. Lil Tony, they pull their pants up backwards.
Hey, I done with Randy 3 times. What is you talking about? He ain't faster than me.
In my book here, I want to not fuck you up.
Man,
I'm gonna whoop king, if I whoop the king, all the little idiots are gonna die.
Hey, Three Love.
Y'all mixed breed around this motherfucker.
Hey, Three Love.
Hey, Randy.
Yeah.
We
I swear to God, till he runs somebody's head up, we not giving three lug nothing in Detroit.
I'm
going to
run Tony's head up.
Hang it up.
Okay, if I run Lil Tony's head up, you're going to give me the break. I'm going to lock him Lil Tony, run him head up, you're going to give me the break.
No, once you actually run him, then we'll talk about it. We'll talk about that after you run him.
No. I'm going to lock in right now on Lil Tony. Then I'm going to lock in a double mile on Lil Tony for him to take a break from your ass. So you fat mouthing.
After Lil Tony fucks you up, you might
need to. Lil Tony ain't going to fuck me up, man. Lil Tony ain't going to do shit to Patrick Frazier. But go ahead and talk to Tate and get on DJ Grand Plain and go back home and get some more money. That's what Lil Tony going to do.
Until you run somebody in Detroit head up, I'm cock blocking every race.
I'm
going to
run Lil Tony head up, man. Then you give me the break, man. I'm going to run Lil Tony head up, man.
I'm cock blocking every race I can.
Hey,
until you run somebody in Detroit head up.
Hey, I don't do that. I know Drag going to get mad at me. Drag will get mad at me, but I don't care. I'm going to lock in the Lil Tony first in Lena. No shakedown. Me and Lil Tony head the fuck up. No shakedown. Then I'm going to turn around and blow your ass out with the break. Lock your ass in on that.
Okay, so you ain't going to shake down with Lil Tony and get his shakedown in, right?
No. Lil Tony can't shake down. I can't shake down.
Okay. So
we're going to be listening to me. Lil Tony,
No. Three love. Listen to me. I'm going to let you talk. How you going to ask a small block with no Willie bars to not shake down against a big block with Willie bars?
Hey, man, don't draw me then. Motherfucker, you know what I got? The fuck you drawing on me for then?
You's a coward.
Hold on a minute.
You got a big block in his car?
He's going to run like one.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Come on, man. That no damn wheel ain't no big block in three little
cars. I got a medium block.
Hey, I got a 45 mode in my car. That man ain't got a big block. He got a chief in that bitch.
I ain't bullshit. That's what I'm talking about now. See, look, if you got a big block in that week, motherfucker, man, don't. Hey, man, we'll pay you not to even raise nobody.
Pay me then.
Hey, dog,
hey,
I got a couple questions.
What should I do to the red pickup truck?
You ain't did shit to him. You ain't doing but talk. You ain't whooping no goddamn body.
Hey, you got 11 days, dog. Mark like you're in jail. Like you're in that jail right on that wall with that pen. Mark your days off. And put rest in peace, Big Ken. Pack that kilt his ass.
Hey, if he got 11 days, he got 10 in the wake up.
he ain't got 10 in the wake up. He got to get there first. He got to drive there, so he got to drive overnight.
You ain't been in jail, motherfucker. You went to motherfucking formatory school and fool a bitch like you was in jail.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it, dog. I was there.
Hey, dog,
I got
formatory. I need some insight from you, dog.
What's up, baby?
And I ain't joking this time. Seriously, why is it that people will argue over a 28 and a 29 inch tire, but the same guy that argue over the 28-29 inch tire seem to think a big block versus a small block don't matter?
Cause the bitch is scared to run. That's all it is. It's just coming. It's scared to motherfucking run, Peter.
Hey, man.
I mean, because we love
got a convention head motor in his car.
I want Biz, dog, whoever got who can help me out with that question. But I just can't understand how a man could sit there and tell you he won't run you because you got a 29 and he got a 28, but he got a big block and he thinks he's running with his small block. I just don't understand that.
Well, let me ask you a question. I don't give a fuck if you got 3125 W in your car. If I think I can beat you, I'm trying your motherfucking ass. Fuck you. I'm ignorant. I try dumb shit. I don't give a fuck what you got. I think I can whoop your ass. I'm going to take the bus from today. He got big tires on. Fuck him. I'm not scared of no motherfucking body, man. My question to you is,
Three Lug, Young Money gave you the break, right? And they lost,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Now they're trying to run you with a heavier car. Why is you asking for something?
Because a while back, they told me they're going to give me the break and fuck me up their new car.
This ain't that new car.
I don't give a fuck what they got.
But hold on.
Hold
on. He sit just like you. He sit just like you.
I tell you what we do. Hey, since he's, I tell you what we gonna do. Since y'all are talking about all this, let's go to somebody and ask them. I got a 10-point cage in my car. Welded in, not the fashion, I got some junk. I got roll up windows. I ain't got no plastic in my car.
That's
I don't
your
got
problem.
No fucking front end work on my car. All stock shit.
What you got
your problem,
on, hold on, let me talk, man. I got stock shocks and shit on front of my car. Y'all don't have that shit, man. Y'all got fucking Jeff of Corlos in the fucking car. Lotta bars, tooling.
Hold on, you got some mics I gotta open. Hold on. 219-2167.
What's up?
What's
up? I just wanna hear T-Ray talk shit tonight.
Okay.
You said before the show gonna hit.
I'm gonna hear T-Ray, you know that. I'm your guy.
G Shot. Your mic is open, G Shot.
What it do, baby?
What's going on?
G Shot, what's happening?
Shit, nothing. Sitting here watching SpongeBob and drag racing with my boy.
SpongeBob.
Damn. Tony, you got one more mic. One more mic. You got a homeboy. 313-6638.
What's going on, gentlemen?
The mailman.
The mailman.
And three love.
Hey, man, I blow your back out, motherfucker. Fuck you, I blow your back out.
Three love, you gonna quit saying my goddamn name? I'm gonna
fuck
put a bad
you.
Taste. I'm gonna put a bad taste in your mouth,
love.
Motherfucker.
But do it.
Do it.
What's gonna happen?
Oh man.
What's gonna happen?
Man,
you
do it.
Damn it, always bring my goddamn name up.
Is this a son or an old man?
This old man, goddamn it.
Okay, my bad, pops. I'm gonna fuck your son up. I gotta respect my elders.
Yeah, goddamn, yeah. You know, jump on Bub. Say Bub. Don't say the mailman, because that's me. That's why I retired.
They didn't tell
from.
Me that. Pop, they didn't tell me. They tell me it's mailman, because I don't know. They tell me it's
mailman.
That's,
I'm the mailman. I retired 34 years from the mail company.
So who's Bub then?
He's just Bub. That's my grandson.
Oh, y'all ride together. I got to fuck him up. I got to love you up.
Yeah, well,
y'all ride together.
Do whatever you taste, but I'm going to put a bad taste in your motherfucking mouth.
Well, that's your job. That's your job. Get that yellow in, motherfucker. I'm going to put a stripe down that motherfucker. It's going to be red and yellow.
Yeah, well, goddamn it, stay in your lane. That's all I can tell you.
I'm saying my lane. Lock it up. I get you pregnant. I'm going to bring the mailman out of retirement and get him pregnant. You're going to make the news. The mailman got raped in Lena, Mississippi by a Chicago guy called Pac-Man.
I had a hysterectomy 30 years ago, man. You can't get me pregnant.
I'm opening it back up. This man, I got some strong way. He just shit right out of you. Come on. Lock in. I'll blow your back out.
Three love.
Whatever.
I don't hear you asking the old man for the break, though, man.
I don't respect him, man. I don't respect that boo, man. I'm the mailman killer. What's wrong with you?
You full of shit, man.
DMX on the phone. Y'all saying I'm running about a head up in Detroit. I'm running mailman head up. I'm running that black boy head up. I'm running Tony head up. Them got three wishes. I lock in for either of them races.
What about that goddamn gold cutlass?
No. I want the bread from that gold cutlass.
Hold on.
You know something I've been hearing? Every time you got about a Detroit car, all of them grabbing for the gold cutlass.
Right.
But they got cars. They won't run you with their car. They grabbing somebody else's car, man.
Right.
What you mean? We won't run you with our
car.
What
you want to do, Leon?
Y'all
study. Every time you turn around, they study how they go color. But 4 years ago, they would run three little cars. Now, Leon, you talking that shit about the gold color? Get your ass on when you hit them that gold color. Fuck you. Nah.
Now lock your ass in for that.
They're not talking about my gold colors.
I know they're talking about you. Get your ass. You talking about their colors? Get your ass in them and run your head the fuck up in it.
Uh-oh. Okay, let's lock in for Lil Tony Race. Me and you head up.
No. You get your ass in that gold color you trying to put on me. I'm gonna run your head up in that motherfucker. I'm gonna my whole car. Fuck you.
What are you saying, old stupid ass man?
I just said lock in for Lil Tony Race. Lock in for Lil Tony Race.
No, I'm locking in for this shit, man. You don't get no practice on me. Lock in 11 days, man. You got 11 days to get your ass in that car.
I didn't think so.
Spend some money and go practice in it. I want you to spend some money and go to the floor and practice in it.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, whatever. Lock in for 5 months from now for you. You fucking stupid.
Hey, Wayne.
Lock in for 11 days.
Hey, Wayne.
What up?
Man, this meatball, man. Is DMX on this phone, man? This man been threatening me all week, man.
Okay, well, if you're on the phone, tell him to speak up.
I don't know, man. I haven't heard the man. The man supposed to call in, man. Him and his wife saying they coming out with a ride or die killer, and it's burgundy, and it's going to change the world, man.
Right. Me personally, I ain't got no beef with DMX. Me and DMX is all right. But from what I hear, he said down on ride or die ass he go.
Hey, I'm second to that. I heard that too. He said he going down on ride that ass, boy.
He
better. And then I heard after DMX go down on ride that ass, I heard Young Money was going down on their ass. And if anything left, never scared going down on their ass.
Hey, they ain't gonna have no more left, Wayne.
hey, that's a motherfucking lie. Hey man, y'all talking about the Detroit shit on Beard Show. Chicago run this damn Detroit show tonight, so y'all talk about that shit on Beard Show Thursday.
Hey, Freeland, you still got your ass curl?
You damn right, and I'm going to put some grease in 3 minutes.
All right. At this point, Lady A, I need you to mute 3Lug and Leon Mike.
219-873-9014, 773-584-2531. Now mute them.
Mute them, because they ain't talking about
now.
Shit.
Hey, Wayne, get your ass in that car and show you ain't talking about shit.
Hold on, let me ask Wayne something. Since he say he's going to keep it real, I'm going to see how he really going. Hey, Wayne.
Uh-oh. How you doing, Leon?
I'm doing all right. I got a question to ask you. Now, when you first met, all these cars come from Chicago and Indiana. This is what we came up here with. And this is what we built. You know, you chose to build what you built, and you put what you put in your car. What's the problem with because what we have? This is what we built. This is what you met us with. So why should it be an army voice spoken? Because we got back half car, big blocks in them. That's what we chose to build. You chose to buy or build you a small block. So
a big small block.
If you got a stock, and I got a back half car, that's what you chose to buy and to build. That's what I chose to buy the bill. So if I feel you got a bad stock suspension car, I don't ever draw on you because I got a back half car. I never draw on you. So I don't say nothing about your stock suspension car because I got a back half car. And I took my hood off and y'all looked at my car like it was a pregnant ball or something. I ain't had nothing. You know what I have? So why is it a big issue because what I got?
Can I talk now?
Leon, you drew on me.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hey, hold on. Can I answer this question, please? Leon, at what point did you hear me complain about anything you got?
You have complained before, Wayne. I can't say what days, but I done heard that. I done heard that. Same as I done heard you say I cock blocked your races, but I also heard you just say you don't cock block some races that three love say.
Okay, tonight. Well, listen to me and listen clear. I will run you head up with my small block on 10-inch tire.
Pay the fuck out, money. Me and you be the first.
No, I'm going to stand there. I'm going to wait my turn in line. When you get done, do what you got to do.
That's what I thought. I ain't picking on you now, but you just put your own self out there. All I'm trying
listen to
do is if you feel
me,
like
listen,
and you the one bring it up. And so
Leon, I'm just saying this.
Leon,
I'm letting you talk. Leon. Can I talk now? Leon, listen to me. This is my gamble. After you race everybody that you locked in with, if your car's still running good, if you still got some money left, you still got nitrous in your bottles, and you want to run me head up with my small block on 10-inch tire, I will race you. We can lock that in.
Okay, now what you just said, I understand that. Would you run me first? Would you like to run me first?
Hold on, Leon, wait, let me ask you one question. Hey, Leon, you saying will Wayne run you first? Do we have to run off the trailer or can he shake down?
Shake his car down, I don't care. Because, hey, I'm going to say that, but I ain't going to say that because they're going to say I'm
done. You can run him first.
Well, they need to shake down, so let them shake their car down.
So you can run him first, man.
Yeah, pay my punk out, man. I run Rain first.
Listen,
he ain't got to go off the trailer, right? He ain't got to go off no trailer. He can shake his car out and leave it, but we're going to race before it get dark.
No, we don't wait till no dark, man.
If you get there early, we can race about 3 o'clock. I don't want to wait till nighttime.
Listen, how much money are you talking about doing this for, Leon?
Probably $1,000, $1,500.
Oh, well, shit, that's the motherfucking lockup. We're going to break even.
Hey, this car's gamble, man. Everybody got the head, got a wall up. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm trying to do.
Money back in the pot.
I'm trying to race.
I'm a million bid locked in.
$300.
So how does the lockup money, Tony? Oh, I thought they was locked in from over there. Okay, I'm gonna pay the lockup money so Wayne can run him first. Now, Leon, go and lock in.
We locked in. $500 to $1,500.
No,
Wayne can shake down much as he wants, as long as he wants to. Long we run by, we be in the stage lanes at 3 o'clock.
Leon, and little Tony, this is what I want y'all to get something straight about. This kind of like how you locked them in with Leon and Three Lug and got Aaron locked in. I'm already locked in to run Biz at 2 o'clock or 6 o'clock.
Hey, Wayne, I understand all that. Now, back to you, Tony. Pay that money off. No.
Slow up. Calm down, everybody. I'm locked in to run Biz at 2 o'clock or 6 o'clock. So,
it's time
out there,
we're going to run you, man.
Hey, Wayne, come on. I'm going to tell you, we go to Mississippi. We've been to Mississippi. Money. Don't wait till that time and try to race, man. I don't want to see nobody tear their cars on, man. We need to try to get these races on before we even get down to that time, man. Because when that stuff comes up, we ain't going to be, ain't nobody going
to
be able to race down there.
Listen
we back off
me.
In
listen.
The woods back there, and that ground get cooled off. If it be nice, dude, going to be there, man.
Listen to me. I'm locked in to run Biz at 2 o'clock. If we can't get in by 2 o'clock, we got to run by 6 o'clock. So if I don't race him by 2 o'clock, there's going to be a reason why I didn't race him by 2 o'clock. And it won't be your punk ass. Believe that.
But that means you punk number 2 then, sir.
Leon, what I'm basically saying is you ain't nothing.
And you ain't nothing either.
Okay,
so
I ain't got no problem with that.
Let's say you race at
1 o'clock,
then. Since you say
2
o'clock.
Leon, what I'm saying to you is, I want to see you run these other cars first. I want to get that.
I know
that. I want to laugh at you, man. I want to see you.
Hey, Kimo.
You know what I mean?
Hey, Kimo. I'm going to do this with you, Kimo. Say, you talking shit. I'm going to pay the little Red Riding Hood off. I'm going to take the break from your ass today if you drive your own car. Give me the break.
I don't want the man getting his own car.
So he calling motherfuckers, he's scared of your respect. You don't respect that motherfucking ass.
Hey, Pila, ain't now one of them rappers that y'all respect me because only they met me from drag racing. That's all they know about me. So that don't bother me.
On.
I'm just trying to race and get their money. That's all I'm trying to do. And they all bouncing around with car to car. I will race any one of them cars they tested and tuned with, man, when they get done playing around. Now, since Tony want to pay that money out to see me and Wayne go at it, Tony should get Biz that money and let me and him get at it. And leave Wayne and Biz alone. Because Wayne got to deal with Biz first. So he should pay that money off and let me and him deal with that.
Hey, Leon.
That's all I'm saying. Ain't nothing wrong with what I'm trying. I'm trying to race, man. Y'all want me. I'm trying to keep it real with y'all. I ain't going to lock in all these races. And when time comes, it's going to happen.
Leon.
Somebody ain't going to get no money.
Leon.
Pussy Tony.
Hey, man. I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
But the only way you would get some Detroit money is with a pistol, because you sure ain't going to get it racing nobody. Okay.
Hey, Tony, you
talk too goddamn much.
I'm lying against Tony. He don't need no pistol to get y'all money, Tony.
You know
that man
going to
get it. A mom's performance going to get it.
That's the only way he going to get some Detroit money. He's not going to get it winning a race, man.
Me
so
too. What's the problem then?
Do that go for me too, Tony?
Hey, Three Love,
huh?
You know, you remember when we went to Martin and Leroy made that hit? Ever since Leroy made, they got to see what kind of car, what it looked like going out on the track. Ever since Leroy made that hit, they got to see your car. They got to see who you running. They got to see what ballpark they can stand in. Do they got a chance or they don't got a chance? If he did, he'll pay that punk out money in, and we'll run first. And he can shake down much as he want to.
Hey, Leon, I agree with you on that. With about 9 people in Detroit today, but Tony don't care. He going to run.
Tony ain't going to do that, man, because he just tried to do it for Wayne. Now, what makes
he
going to pay
money,
the money
go
out for Wayne, but he won't do it for himself?
I will not let Tony pay the punk out for me or for him just to get to the front of your sorry-ass line.
Hey, you full of shit, because you had Kimo against the wall, and Tony was talking on the phone with telling him don't do it, because you was going to pay his punk out money to me just for you and him to run. So don't be fucking.
I'm
going to
pay
that bullshit out. You're the same way,
man. I'm
going to
take a break from your ass.
Shit, man. Now, I'm going to keep it real with you. You started this shit up, and all I'm doing is bringing it back in your face. But you just like me. You ain't nobody.
Leon, I ain't going to do that, Leon. I ain't going to do that. I want to run little right here. I'm going to pay Bill punk out money. To take your break from your ass, Wayne. Me and you drive today.
Are you begging again?
You talking motherfucker scared of you, man. I'm going to pay Bill punk out money. Let me drive, take your break from your ass. Now, who the fuck now?
If you ask for room, you are scared, dummy.
If I'm scared, prove it to me I'm scared, dummy.
Do not. We know how to get Wayne. At the end of the day, he going to be on that thing then. We have him then. He going to go off.
I don't want him drunk. I want him sober. I want to go off into that while he's fully attention, paying all the attention.
I bet more when I've been drinking. What the fuck?
I want you to have the money to get home.
I'm going to bring a fiddle down to kill because that makes Wayne's clothes come off.
Yeah, bring it for him.
I'm going to ride a golf cart with a fiddle to kill and get him fucked up. He'll be a fool and get crazy.
Come on, Wayne.
Hey,
give me some break, man.
If you
want to
be my friend,
man,
bring me some Grey Goose.
I'm going to bring some Grey Goose. You're going to get
me I'm going to bring you some Grey Goose with no feathers on his ass.
I'm going to bring you a whole bottle of Grey Goose. Give me a break.
I'm going to bring you, man.
What? Hey, it seems to me Chicago versus Detroit, so I wish they could both down.
Detroit, nothing but some cowards.
Hey, Wayne. Come on, Wayne. Give me the break, Wayne. I'm going to pay Bill Lockman money out for you tomorrow.
Look.
I'm going to bring you money to my man.
Listen here, you Oprah Winfrey motherfucker.
Call me what you
want to
call me. Call me what you want to call me. I'm going to pay you the locker money, y'all. Give me the break, motherfucker. That's what you do. With your $80,000 motor having ass. Come on.
No,
it was a hundred. I believe you. I'm going to show you this $3,500 motor going to do to your ass. With all the knocking on I got.
Okay.
How much $500 motor going to do to your ass?
So which car you want to run?
500.
Which car you want to run?
Pull white trash.
How you want to run? Head up?
I'm going to take the break from you, man. To the eighth, man. Me and you drive, man. Now,
wait,
but
I
clear your dumb ass.
Wait. You want the break with me driving without even my driver in the car, huh?
Hey, man. Your driver ain't talking shit. You talking shit. So you put your feet in your mouth, bite that motherfucker.
The driver can't talk. The driver's a puppet. I'm talking shit because I'm talking to a sorry motherfucker.
Well, that be me. Well, let the sorry motherfucker get you pregnant. You have a new good ass baby daddy. That's what you do.
Hey, I will eat my own.
I know.
Before I let something manifested by your ass walk around this earth.
Well, you better not run me then. I'm going to get you pregnant, motherfucker.
But you're still begging, right? But you're still begging, right?
Hey, man, I don't have the type of shit y'all have, man. I have some junk that y'all selling, man. I got the ugly-ass car in Chicago.
Three dogs.
I told you, I got the ugly-ass car in Chicago.
three letters.
But you scattered it. You got the ugliest car in the nation. Not Chicago.
Right. You can't even tell me what I got on my car, three letters.
I don't care, Wayne. I don't care. What you got on your car?
I don't respect you, man.
I don't respect you. I'll fuck you up, man.
Okay, well, let me hear that.
I don't got to see your car, man. You've seen my car 50 times. I don't got to see your car, man. Give me the break, I'm going to get you pregnant, man. You can have a fucking 1500 of that bitch. You behind the wheel, I'm going to take a break from your ass, man. Fuck you.
All right, you got the break June 15th.
No. I want a February 9th, 10th, or the 11th, or the 12th, motherfucker. Pick your point.
June 15th. Listen to me. June 15th.
Hey, man.
And Little Tony's
Hey, Little Tony. Luke Wayne Mike, man. I ain't talking about shooting a fuck 5 months from now. I might fucking have a funny car by then. Fuck
out of
here.
Why would he be with me? I'm putting on the show for him.
Let me ask you a question. Since when can
beggars
be choosy?
Hey, man, listen to me. Wayne's talking about, hold on. I'm going to tell you why I'm begging. You have nothing to tell you. Wayne's seen my car 80 fucking times or more. I ain't never seen Wayne's car. Don't want to see Wayne's car. I don't respect
you
Wayne.
Begging.
Fuck Wayne. You damn right, because he got a ghost in me. All the fuck that man did. He had a big chick in that bitch. He had a pro child in that bitch. I don't know what he got. Fuck him, man.
Hey, look, I'm going to ask you one question. This is going to make real good sense. Just listen to it. If you go to fucking girl, do you ask her was a nigga before, got before her dick bigger than yours? You ask her.
Hey, man, you saying dumb shit out your mouth. Are you from Detroit?
Exactly. It sounds just like
you're
doing ass nigga. So, bitch, shut the fuck up and go on mute.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question.
We don't
want to
hear it.
Listen to me. When you went to a job interview, they hired you, do you know how much you're going to get paid or do you just took the job? Dumbass. Lil Tony, he ain't talking about shit, Lil Tony. Hey, Lil Tony.
Hey, what you
saying?
Obama cut the phone off. What you say?
Hey, Lil Tony.
Yeah.
I ain't talking to no more. Hey, Lil Tony. Don't make any sense to you, man. Wayne seen my car 80 fucking times. I ain't never seen Wayne's car, man. They seen what car he got. I ain't never seen that shit, man. I don't give a fuck what he got, man. If that mother get in that car, give me the break, he can rape me. Fuck him.
The man got stock.
I don't want to know what he got, Tony. I don't want to know what he got. Tell him lock his ass and give me the break. And I'm going to pay bills out for it.
He said June 15th.
Fuck June 15th, man. I might have been blow that bitch up, can't fix it. Pop cans ain't selling right, ain't shit selling right.
Well, they got a 35 motor.
You're right, I got some junk, but you scared of that motor. You scared of that junk. Hey, Wayne, I tell you what I do, Wayne. I'm going to give you my car. If you take your tuner, man, let him put the lights on. How much is not you going to put on that motherfucker? You get in my car, I'm going to make Leon give your ass a break with his car. You drive, so no driving ass. If you get a motherfucker, you bought it.
Hey, if you get never scared that car, you know what we gonna do with that motherfucker? You gonna find that bitch up on at Parts Galore. Part it the fuck out.
I don't care how long you pay me for that bitch. Hell, that bitch, you can get the seal for a motherfucking showcase. I don't give a fuck. You get this little red riding hood. I don't give no fuck.
Three love. Just stop saying my name, man.
Man, fuck your name. Your name take like shit in my mouth.
Just stop it, man. This is done. This ain't going nowhere, man.
You're right, because you scary. That got your motherfucking Hennessy bottle.
Three Love,
that's what
I apologize.
You're going to give it to me.
I apologize for bothering you, Three Love. I'm sorry.
No, I don't like what you said. I'm going to block all your races until you run it by Detroit head up.
That's a promise.
I'm going to run Mailman head up. I'm going to run Little Tony head up. And I'm going to run that Black Boot head up. Then I'm going to take a break from your ass.
What's
Black Boot? Y'all know that boy, that black ass boot, that black in the garage with the lights off in it?
You say what?
What kept that up on the back bumper? What's his name? Abe, what's his name?
Oh, you talking Lil Will.
Yeah, Lil Will and them, yeah. You know what I'm talking
about.
I'm running them head up.
Hey, Tony, you got like three calls. You want me to open their mics?
Please. You're running the goddamn board, ain't you?
Not really.
But you the only motherfucker telling us when we got a new caller. Just open them up, baby.
313-1784. 313-1784, your mic open.
Just listen to this.
Okay, babe. 313-8601. 313-8601.
Just listen to
313-8601. All right.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Hold on, mailman. 630-6618.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, put your phone on mute. 313-4569. 313-4569.
Just listen.
All right, wait, what? Go ahead, mailman. Sorry about that.
Hey, that's okay. Hey, Tony, did you buy any overage past 10 o'clock or no?
Did what?
Did you buy any time past 10 o'clock?
No.
Oh. Hey, Biz, do you have to pay for anything over past 10?
When you say pay for, what you mean?
You know, stay on, man. Like yours go on past, shit, you do 3-4 hours past your time.
Oh, that's because I'm special. I'm the king.
Nobody want to hear that bullshit.
You
don't
lock in there, man. You ain't talking about you ain't coming in there, man. Lock your ass in.
Don't
know if
I
want to hear
two more hours of Three
Lugs, sorry,
yeah.
Right, I'm trying to lock in the mayor, man. He jumping the phone like I'm scared of him or something.
Hey, y'all got a Georgia call just come in. 706-0599. Down from down there in Georgia. What's going on?
Yo.
What's on your mind?
Hello.
That's that Jerry Curl sucker.
Who, DJ Wright? Yeah.
No, it ain't DJ.
I'm calling to see if y'all got some goddamn special on some Jerry Curl juice.
Who we talking with?
DJ
Wright. It's Sutter, man. It's Sutter, man. What y'all? Y'all boys, y'all hard on the yard tonight, ain't you? I'm trying to rip that wine bottle. Y'all boy getting it in tonight, ain't you?
I'm trying
to stick
man,
your dick in that wine
bottle.
Fuck
Three
Lugs.
I'm gonna get you pregnant, Wayne. I'm not all in your bottle. Come on.
You know what? You know, hey, Big Clock, if you won't hit the one button, Big Clock, I got a question. I want to know, do Mississippi Motorsports, do they sell ice? Do they sell nitrous? And do they sell fuel? Or is it somewhere that we can go by, you know, because we might use it all up in Lena. Where the hell are we going to get it on Sunday?
Do they sell a heart?
And if they do sell fuel, what kind do they sell?
Yeah, we need to know that, Big Clock, if you can hit the one button.
We need a heart with no alcohol in it for Wayne.
Sorry, motherfucker.
So go cover the pig heart at that cornfield over there and get it to your scary ass.
Hey, Three Lugs, all bullshit aside.
What up, dog? You know I love you.
Have you and Leon always been this sorry?
Yeah, I live in the project. No, I'm sorry. I live in the project.
Hey, hey, Three Lugs. He had a weak side, but he'll tell you, look around. He said he's buying different cars. See, like, that's got to be the other side and turn around. Because we got
the same car.
He'll tell you, look around. Every time you get an ass whooped, they go buy another car, buy another motor. So we can't be that side because you talking to us.
Okay, Leon, what car have I bought that's not still in my camp, so to speak?
Trash?
Huh?
Oh, white trash?
Hey, Leon, I just got a text message. Hold on, Leon, I just got a text message. Hey, Wayne, I just got a text message on my phone.
No, that's my line. Don't try, that's my line. That's my line. Sure, ain't nobody texting
you,
man. I'm dead
serious. Told me to lock in with you, man.
Ain't nobody texting you, man.
Straight off the trailer, no shakedown. You can't shake down Friday nowhere in Mississippi. I'm going to lift your head up.
Who is this?
Somebody text my phone. And say, you can't shake down Friday. You got to get straight to the Mississippi Saturday. Remember, scrambling off the train. The first two cars to get on the track Saturday. Damn.
Who is this?
This Three Love. So you said I'm scared of you.
Three Love, you
ain't
got no
trash. It's a poor white trash.
Hold on. So you saying, repeat that one more time for me.
I just got a text message. You can't shake down no one Mississippi Friday. You got to get to the track Saturday. I mean, you got to be first two cars down the track Saturday, no shakedowns.
Lock your ass in. I got $2 on 20 or better.
Who?
I got 200 pennies on $20 or better.
And a race, man.
I know he ain't trying to race, man.
Yeah, man, Wayne got to shake down first.
You goddamn
I'm
right.
I'm telling you, this technician told me that.
Don't ask no stupid shit like that.
Little Tony told me to tell your scary ass that he's from Detroit. Now,
Hey, three love. Your man coming?
Little Tony tried to make it happen. He just didn't know I was locked in with B.